Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. J जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय सुभद्रा राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे गिरिगोवर्धन गिरिगोवर्धन जय गिरिगोवर्धन जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद
श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री गौनिताय की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ पद देव सुभद्रा की श्री श्री राधा बल्लभ भगवान की गिरिराज महाराज की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की गौपमिनंदी ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ओ ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद
Raining in here.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24 and 25. The Worshipping of Govardhana Hill.
Haridasa Vadya Giriraj Maharaj Ki.
We just got back from New Zealand, so I woke up this morning and I said, I really want to go to the temple and listen to the class. And then just before I was leaving, Gopa Vrindeshpuru called and said, you're giving class. So I'm sitting and I'm giving, but hopefully I can...
Ex-tempo.
Sorry?
Ex-tempo.
Ex-tempo, hopefully we can make something... Anyway, this is a very wonderful chapter of Bhagavatam, and it's one of the favorite chapters in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. It comes just after the pastime of the proud Vedic Brahmanas. Everybody will remember that the Brahmanas' wives blessed by Krishna, who are performing a yajna, and they're performing a yajna in somewhere between Govardhan and Mathura. And the yajna was to go to heavenly planets. They're in Vrindavan, Rajadham, and they want to go to heaven. So the cowherd boys went there to beg some prasadam. They were refused, and then their wives come to the forest, and the wives have the first darshan of Krishna. The wives of the proud Vedic Brahmanas, and they were meditating on Krishna for a long time. And when they saw him, finally the result of their meditation was complete. Krishna manifests there. As Shamsunda. Shamam hidanya paridimva namalya badhar. Thank you. He was standing there with, in his beautiful threefold bending form as Sham, and he's wearing a garland of fresh forest flowers. And he's standing there as if like an actor on a stage. he's decorated very gorgeously, you know, with all different gopi dots, and he's got a in his side he has sticks from the Vrindavan and a feather and his flute in one side of the belt, Vanamaliva. And then Vinyasta Hasta Itarenu Dunu Numabjam, he's holding the hand. On one hand, he's got on the shoulder of a cowherd boy, one of his friends. And on the other hand, he's twirling a lotus flower. And then it says that he's smiling at the gopis, Mukha Hasta. He's got a big smile on his face. And you'll see this many times in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna appears and he's in discourse with different devotees, he's smiling. He's even smiling on the battlefield of Kurukshetra when he's talking to Arjuna. But he smiles a lot in the pastimes in the Bhagavatam. Lord smiles as Lord Vishnu when he appears before different incarnations. When he appears before different devotees, he comes on Garudaji and he's smiling and giving blessing or smiling and etc. etc. So he's smiling. He doesn't smile as Lord Nrisimhadev, of course. But in most, many times he's smiling and giving benedictions and blessings. So that's the first vision that the wives have. And then they go and they engage in this discourse. And Krishna welcomes them as Mahabhaga. Swagatam, swagatam, Mahabhaga. He welcomes them as the most fortunate living entities in Braj, in the world. Because they came out into the Kunj, into Krishna's Kunj. And Karavama Kim, what can I do for you? Tell me how I can please you. How can I serve you in my kunja? You've come to my house. You know, Krishna's house is a kunj. He lives in different. He has a palace in Dwarka, but in Braj, he has a kunj, and he has nice trees, a tree house. Have you got a tree house at home? No. Krishna has a tree house. You go inside the house, and it's very comfortable and it's very attractive. It's more attractive than a palace in Dwarka. Yeah, this particular house is in Braj. So he welcomed them in, and he begins his discussion with them. And they said they came here because of Krishna's the cowherd boys requested for something to eat on behalf of Krishna and Balaram, and that really excited them, and that encouraged them. Inspired their bhakti, and so they filled their baskets with prasadam, and they went out to the forest, and they told Krishna that they're not going back home. He told them to go home. He said, "It's nice to see you. Now you can go back home, back to your houses, back to your husbands, back to your father, back to your children, back to your grandparents." And they said, "No, we can't go back home because they won't accept us now. They reject us. We've come out to the forest to play with the." To have this darshan of a cowherd boy, so they'll reject us." And Krishna explained to them that this is the same thing he did to the gopis, but the gopis didn't accept his request. They didn't go home. But the cowherd, the brahmana's wives did go home. And he said to them, "But you don't get bhakti just by being in the presence of Krishna, just by his physical proximity. Natata sanikashena. Not just by being close, connected with Krishna physically do you get bhakti. But you get bhakti by hearing and chanting about Krishna, by dhyan, by meditation on Krishna, and by worshipping deity. We get bhakti by these processes." Therefore, he said to them, they should go home. And they did go home. And then the brahmanas cursed themselves for being so ignorant and so unfortunate that they didn't take the opportunity to serve Krishna. They didn't take the opportunity to offer whatever they had to Krishna. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi. Whatever we have, we should give to Krishna as an arpanam, as an offering. But they didn't do that because they were too messed up with their Vedic rituals. And that's the lead into today's meditation, worshipping Govardhan Hill. That we should know what we're doing. We're not ritualistic brahmanas. We have ritual, and our ritual is to enhance our bhakti. The ritual that we perform in Krishna consciousness, in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism, given to us by the Acharyas, Gopabhata Goswami and different Acharyas, Sanatana Goswami and Hari Bhakti Vilas. The rituals that we have is simply to increase our bhakti, to bring us closer to Krishna. And I will sing it. To bring us closer to Krishna and to increase our attraction for performing devotional service. And the ritual is bhakti. In our system, the ritual is bhakti. Because whatever we do with consciousness that it's pleasing for Krishna. So that's the main point. And they were cursing their high learning and their high birth. They went through a whole list of diks. To hell with our high learning, to hell with our three births as Vedic Brahmanas, to hell with our austerities, diktapaha, to hell with all these things because they didn't give us bhakti. And now we'll hear in this chapter how the other residents of Vrindavan, how all the residents in Vrindavan, and no doubt the Brahmanas came under the hill of Govardhan, of Giriraj Maharaj. So we're going to read the first few chapters, first few shlokas in the 24th chapter, worshipping Govardhan the hill, and then we're going to jump over to the lifting of Govardhan hill. So we'll worship Govardhan hill. That this is the prelude, the introduction, and then we'll get under the hill with Krishna and the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls. And the gopas and everybody in Vrindavan, the cows. So, text number one.
Shri Shukar Huvacha Bhagavan Pitatraiva Baladayavena Samyutaha Apashyan Nivasan Gopan Indrayagya Kritodyaman.
Sukadeva Goswami said, while staying in that very place with his brother Baladeva, Lord Krishna happened to see the cowherd men busily arranging for a sacrifice to Indra. Now that very place may well have been just where he had the exchange with the Brahmanas. But it says, in one commentary it says that it's somewhere between Govardhan and Mathura. So let's hear what the Acharyas say. Tatra, here we go. According to Shivashida Swami and the other Acharyas, the words Tatra Eva in this verse indicate that Lord Krishna stayed in the village of the Brahmanas, whose wives had satisfied him by their devotion. Thus he gave his mercy to those Brahmanas as well as to their chaste wives, who had no one to associate with except their husbands. In that place, the cowherd men headed by Lord Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, was somehow or other preparing to elaborate sacrifice to Lord Indra. Indra Yaga. And Lord Krishna reacted as follows. Krishna's had enough now of these yagyas. Hare Krishna. And he wants to teach, what is the real yagya? That is, the real yagya is Shravanam Kirtanam. Vishnu Smaranam. Tadabhigyopi Bhagavan Savatma Sarvadashana Prashrayavan Nato Prichchad Vrindan Nanda Purogamam. Being the omniscient Supersoul, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna already understood the situation, yet he still humbly inquired from the elders, headed by his father, Nanda Maharaj. Lord Krishna was eager to enact his pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill and defeating the false pride of Indra. And thus he cleverly inquired from his father about the imminent sacrifice.
Katyatam me pitayo koyam sambramova upagataha kimphalam kasyavo deshaha kenava sadyate makaha.
This is what Krishna said. He's asking questions to his father. My dear father, kindly explain to me what this great endeavor of yours is all about. What is it meant to accomplish? If this is a ritual sacrifice, then for whose satisfaction is it intended? And by what means is it going to be executed?
So Krishna is asking his father for the sambandha, the abhideya, and the prayojana of this yagya.
In the beginning of a yagya, we do sankalpa, right? So he's asking, What is the intention of this yajna? How will you perform the yajna? Who's going to benefit from this yajna? We should know these things before we do a yajna. And one of the criticisms of religion, not just Hinduism, Hindu rituals, but all religion, is that they become ritualistic religions and nobody really knows what's going on. In fact, it becomes such a situation that only a certain Brahminical class or a priestly caste know the purpose of the ritual and how to execute the ritual and what the ritual is in the first place. And that's the same in Christianity, it's the same in Islam, it's the same, not so much in Islam, but it's the same in definitely Judaism. It's the same in many, many religions around the world, ritualistic religions that have ritual. And there's a lot of ritual in these religions. And there's a caste, a priestly caste that are ordained to execute the ritual on behalf of the people, on behalf of the congregation, on behalf of the masses. And what Srila Prabhupada did and the Acharyas do, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated, was to bring all that ritual into the lives of everybody, to the common people. That's the Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan Yajna, the ritual of Sankirtan, is supported by the culture of Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, of the processes of bhakti. That is the Sankirtan Yajna, the culture. And everybody takes responsibility to participate in that culture. And so instead of just having a brahmana class, we have our brahmanas, but the brahmanas are not birth caste brahmanas. They are devotees who are sincere, who understand the scripture, who understand the knowledge, and who are inspired to execute the on behalf of parampara, on behalf of the spiritual masters, to execute their bhakti and to bring others to bhakti. And therefore, it is a much more inclusive approach to religion, much more inclusive approach to a culture than ritualistic religion. And here Krishna is condemning ritualistic religion. Don't do it because it's a ritual. Is this just a village custom? If it's a village custom, where did it come from? If it's a custom, it's okay. Like in your Hindu marriages, there's many different customs, right? If South Indian marriage is different to Gujarati marriage, and Gujarati marriage is different to Bengali marriage, right? And Punjabi marriage, different again. That's different category. Next level marriage. Punjabi, right? I think you get what I mean. So, different customs, but at the end of the day, it's vivaha samskara. Right? It's the samskaras, some of the essential principles are there in the samskara. It should be there. Kanyadan must be there. There's no marriage without kanyadan. Right? So, some things have to be there. Saptapadi must be there, you can say. And a few other things must be there. But not everything, not riding in on the horse and the arguments and the fighting and the games. They're all custom, right? The arguments and the cursing and the everything, they're custom. The fun and the games. So here Krishna wants to work out what is the custom and what is the real thing. And then you understand the real thing, who's it for? Who's benefiting from this? So that's Krishna's asking very intelligent questions. He says, please tell me about it, O Father. I have a great desire to know, and I am ready to hear in good faith. Certainly no secrets are to be kept by saintly personalities who see all others as equal to themselves, who have no conception of mine and others, and who do not consider who is a friend and who is an enemy and who is neutral. So devotees are ready to give this knowledge of bhakti to anybody, indiscriminately. I mean, we do discriminate, of course, to a certain extent. But basically, in the big picture, Krishna consciousness is for everybody. Ratha Yatra is for everybody. Harinam Sankirtan is for everybody. Book distribution is for everybody to a certain extent. So our external Krishna consciousness, our outreach is for everybody. We don't discriminate. And because we want everybody to have access to or to have exposure to this process of Krishna consciousness. And to demystify the ritual, to demystify, to simplify a very complex system of religion, you can say, that comes under the umbrella of Hinduism. That is what we're learning from today's Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's father might have thought that his son was a mere child and thus could not properly question the validity of a Vedic sacrifice. But the Lord's clever statement here would certainly have convinced Nanda Maharaj that Sri Krishna was making a serious, not a whimsical inquiry, and that serious answer should thus be given. It's such a very coherent and very deep and penetrating inquiry. It's not the babbling of a young child. It's something that's very, it's significant, and it's meant to bring about a significant response so that we can learn. And that's what the Bhagavatam is for. The Bhagavatam is questioning and answering, and it's teaching. It's teaching us who are hearing Bhagavatam now, in 2022, lessons that have been taught for millennia. Because the questions are so coherent and so well formulated, and the responses are very comprehensive and deep, and therefore they carry weight, and they're not just some kind of a pop literature that gets trashed, or like a newspaper that gets tossed in the bin after you read it once. But it's a book that's worshipped. We worship Bhagavatam as non-different to Krishna. There's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different. They're the same. If you put them on the scale, put Bhagavatam and Krishna on the scale, they're the same. Krishna Tulya Bhagavatam. They're exactly the same. Sava Shastra Hoy. Okay, so here's the next bit. One who is neutral may be avoided like an enemy, but a friend should be considered like one's very own self. Even if Nanda Maharaj did not see his friends, enemies and neutral parties as entirely equal, Lord Krishna, being Nanda Maharaj's son, was certainly a most trustworthy friend and should therefore not be left out of intimate discussions. In other words, Nanda Maharaj might have thought that as a householder, he could not act on the highest saintly platform, and thus Lord Krishna furnished additional reasons why his father should trust him and reveal the entire purpose of the sacrifice. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Nanda Maharaj stood silent, doubting his position of parental aloofness, since Garga Muni had predicted that his son would be equal to Narayana in his qualities, and the young boy had already conquered and killed many powerful demons. Mm-hmm. Question for the kids, and then the adults can take over. Who has Krishna killed? This is lifting Govardhan Hill. Who did he kill before lifting Govardhan Hill? This is like chapter 24 of your Krishna book. Who's a demon that he killed? Sorry? One demon. If you say a demon in Vrindavan, you pretty much got a good chance.
I have it in the mind, but not able to remember the demon.
It'll come. Come on, one demon. Give me a demon. Who? Bakasura. Yes, definitely he killed Bakasura. Who else did he kill? Kundavali, tell me a demon that he killed. Krishna. Vrindavan. Who? Agasura. Yeah, he's called the sin demon. Aga means sin demon. All demons are sin, but he's the personification of sin. Well, all of the demons in Braj Lila, he killed them all, because this is lifting Govardhan Hill. And then there's a few more demons to go, I guess. No, there's from Putana he killed, to Navrata he killed. The whole list, you can go down, bang, 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 bang. One time we were doing Krishna book distribution, and we gave Krishna book, we were selling Krishna books, and we went into this shop in North Melbourne, It was a haberdashery. I'm not sure if you know what that is. It's a shop where they sell all cloth and stuff for sewing. Old shop. Sorry?
Aristasura.
No, haberdashery. Not Aristasura. Yeah, he's another demon. So the Krishna book. And we went to sell the Krishna book in the shop and said, if you take this book, it's a book about peace and love and everything. And so the old lady opened up table of contents. Killing Putana. Okay. Killing Trinavata. Killing. She went down the whole list. Oh, subduing. That's okay. Subduing Kaliya. So she went down the list. She said, there's so many killing in here. It's such a peaceful book. Old lady, right? Old lady in North Melbourne. So that's not how you sell the Krishna book. Okay. Then, tatra tava kriyo yogo bhavatam kim vicharitaha atava lokikastanme prichita sadubanyatam. Oh no, sorry, I missed the most important verse. This is the verse that, text number 6 is the verse that I would have had written up, but we didn't have time, and it would be a shame to rub that verse out because it's so nicely written for tomorrow. Keep it for tomorrow, Sunday 23rd of October. Repeat after me. Gyatva, agyatva, cha, karmani. Gyatva, gyatva, cha, karmani. Janaha, ayam, anutishtati, janoyam anutishtati, janoyam anutishtati, vidushaha, karma, siddhi, syad, vidusha kama siddhi syad, Vidusha kama siddhi syat yata yata navidisho navidisho bhavet bhavet yata navidisho bhavet. So here in this translation, when people in this world perform activities, sometimes they understand what they are doing and sometimes they don't. Gyatva, agyatva, chakarmani. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't. Janayam anutishtati. The common people. This is not enlightened people, not the devotees, but sometimes, many times you can say, people do things that they don't know why they're doing them. Yatva agyatva chakarmani janoyam anutishtati. Now it says, those who know what they are doing achieve success in their work. Vidushaha means the wise. Vidushaha kama siddhi syat. They achieve perfection. They achieve the intended goal of the activity. And then yata na vidisho bhavet. Whereas ignorant people, those who are avidisha, foolish, they do not achieve the goal. They can't achieve the goal because they don't have a goal. They don't know what they're doing, they don't know why they're doing, they don't know where they're going. So they don't achieve. No perfection. But the wise do. Vidusha kama siddhi syad. Nice verse to remember. It's very good for preaching application, very good for sharing with devotees. 10:24:6. The Lord here informs his father that people should perform a particular ceremony or activity only after thoroughly understanding it through discussion with friends. We should not be blind followers of tradition. If a person doesn't even know what he's doing, how can he be successful in his work? This essentially is the Lord's argument in this verse. Since Sri Krishna is the young child of Nanda, would naturally be expected to show enthusiasm for his father's religious activities, it was the father's duty to give the son a thorough explanation of the ceremony. And we'll read one more verse here and then jump over all of the philosophical Krishna's Karma Mimamsa lesson today. You have to learn that yourself. Krishna's explaining why you should do it, because work is worship. You can learn that yourself. Tatra tavat kriyo yogo bhavatam kim vicharitaha atava lokikastan me prichata sadhu banyatam. Such being the case, this ritualistic endeavor of yours should be clearly explained to me. Is it a ceremony based on scriptural injunction or simply a custom of ordinary society? Then Nanda Maharaj will explain why it's raining so much, where the rain comes from, and how come we get rain, and everything else. So we've jumped over to... We're at the end of worshipping Govardhan Hill, and then we'll go into lifting the hill, because at the end of Govardhan Hill we get the procession, and finally Krishna has convinced everybody about his philosophy, against Nanda Maharaj's philosophy, and he says, therefore, tasmat, let's take it up from tasmat. So therefore, he's convinced Nanda Maharaj, and not just Nanda Maharaj, but all of the assembled gopas who were hearing the conversation. Tasmat ghavam brahmananam andres charabhyatam makaha ya indra yaga. Remember we had that verse, that line at the beginning, indra yaga. What is this indra yaga? What are you doing here? Sambaras taidayam sadhyatam makaha. And that makaha is a word for sacrifice that's used in some of the famous words in, like in the Treta Yuga, Tritaya. We have that makaha, that same word for sacrifice. Therefore, may a sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows, gavam, the plural, gavam, all the cows in Braj, many of them. How many cows did Nanda Maharaj have? 900,000 cows. So it's going to be a big sacrifice, this one. Not sacrificing the cows, a big festival. And brahmananam, of all the brahmanas, many brahmanas will come, under the hill of Adridharan of Govardhan. The brahmanas and the Govardhan hill begin. With all the paraphernalia collected for worshipping Indra, let this sacrifice be performed instead. So all the sacrifice, all the paraphernalia for Indra is going to be transferred over to Govardhan. And instead of offering the grains into the yajna for Lord Indra, the gopis and the gopis will cook the grains and they'll make nice offerings of samosa and kachori and puris and sweet rice, etc. So he's not just offering the uncooked grain, but this festival will be with cooked paraphernalia. And I'll read the Sanskrit for this because there's a direct Sanskrit English word translation coming up here. Pachyantam vividha pakaha. Pakaha means cooked food, right? Supantam payasadayaha. So at the end there will be antaha supaha. What is supaha? Soup. Supanta payasadayaha samya vapupa shakshkulyaha savadohas chagriyatam. Let many different kinds of food be cooked, from sweet rice to vegetable soup. That's a translation from Ridananda Maharaj or Gopi Pranadana Prabhu. Many kinds of fancy cakes, both baked and fried, should be prepared, and all the available milk products should be taken for this sacrifice. So supa and soup. It's the same word. Supanta. Ending with soup and beginning with payas. Payasa. What's payasam?
Kheer.
Sweet rice. Melbourne devotees, not what? Everyone in Melbourne knows what payasam is. Sweet rice. Okay. The brahmanas who had learned in the Vedic mantras must properly invoke the sacrificial fires. Then you should feed the priests with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts. According to Srila Sridhara Swami, Lord Krishna instructed his father and other residents of Vrindavan in the technical details of this Vedic sacrifice to assure the quality of the sacrifice and also to inspire Nanda and the others with faith in the concept of such a sacrifice. Thus the Lord mentioned that there must be orthodox brahmanas, regular sacrificial fires, and proper distribution of charity, and things were to be done in the order given by the Lord. So when we say that we don't follow the ritualistic religion, we have ritual, as I said, and our ritual has been established by the acharyas, particularly by Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, but many, many acharyas have laid out samskaras, rituals for devotees to perform in Pancharatrika, samskaras, Pancharatrika Vidhi, in worshipping the deity. It's not that we just make up our own system of worship and we engage in it, but the system of worship is standard according to time, place and circumstance. So there are differences, there are adjustments that are made, but the basic worship that we offer in ISKCON centers is we wake up the deities early in the morning and we have a Mangalati at 4:30, and this is all standard according to set by Srila Prabhupada and principles given by Sanatana Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So when you hear the principle, when you understand the principles and all the systems behind the principles, then we develop confidence in what we're doing. And with that confidence, the festivals and the procedures are engaged in or undertaken very enthusiastically. And everybody becomes very convinced that this is the right thing to do, right? So we're on the right path, and we're not just reading the script and trying to work out what's next. But it's internalized, and the more we internalize the ritual, the more we're able to teach the ritual. In the Vedic system of knowledge, we have sambandha, bidaya, and prayojana. And the more we understand the goal of where we're heading with this knowledge, what is the purpose behind what we're doing, and the more we understand and we're convinced about our relationship with the goal, sambandha to the prayojana, and the relationship with Krishna, then the abhidaya becomes very, the process for achieving that becomes very, it becomes revealed in Krishna consciousness. It becomes gradually more and more revealed, and more facility is provided for us to achieve the ultimate goal, which is Krishna Prema, as we internalize, or a word that's used in the Upanishads is Nididhyasanam, as that internal meditation becomes, as the activities become internalized and second nature, then we're able to act and find means and ways for achieving the goal, which are sometimes very innovative. As Prabhupada says in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, that Krishna consciousness is not stagnant, it's not stereotype, it's dynamic. And through when the devotees understand the process of, when they understand the prayojana, or become convinced of the prayojana, and the sambandha as that aham brahmasmi, that I'm a spirit soul, not this material body, then devotees can work out many, many different means for engaging in the abhideya of Krishna consciousness. In the fourth chapter and the fifth chapter, you'll read in the purport Srila Prabhupada very much emphasizing this point when Narad Muni appears on the scene in the Srimad Bhagavatam to preach Krishna consciousness to Srila Vyasadeva. And the idea is that there is more than one way to present Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada mentions there, according to time, place and circumstance. And an experienced devotee is able to adjust and to preach in a way which doesn't detract from the original meaning. He says the original meaning has to be maintained. We have to keep the original meaning, but it has to be engaging, and we have to connect with our audience, Prabhupada says. It has to be according to, it has to be, the exact word's not coming, but it has to be, we have to be able to adjust according to the audience. So we the needs of the audience, Prabhupada mentions that. So that's understanding the sambandhavidayam prayojana of the yajna, sambandhavidayam prayojana of chanting, of deity worship, of sangha, of everything in Krishna consciousness. After giving the appropriate food to everyone else, including such fallen souls as dogs and dog eaters, you should give grass to the cows and then present your respectful offerings to Govardhan Hill. After everyone has eaten to his satisfaction, you should all dress and decorate yourselves handsomely, smear your bodies with sandalwood paste, and then circumambulate the cows, the brahmanas, the sacrificial fires, and Govardhan Hill, because you have a full belly. You've got fully satisfied. Everybody has energy now. We have a big festival. We've eaten all the prasadam. Now we have strength to circumambulate the hill. And it's not a short walk around the hill. It's quite some distance. You know, 20-something k's. 22 kilometers around the hill. And some parts of it are difficult, right? The parts when you've just, you know, 18 kilometers in and your feet are starting to feel a bit hot, particularly in the hot season, starting to blister up a bit. And then you get all the stones and all the thorns come up. They're just waiting for you there at the 18 kilometer mark. You thought you were finished. Here we go, we'll finish you off. No, that's Giriraj's mercy for the devotees. A famous devotee who used to do Govardhan Parakrama, disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Kirtida Mataji. Many of you have heard of Kirtida Mataji. She went to Vrindavan with a heart disease. She had a problem. She had a hole in her heart, or her heart wasn't functioning. She went there. She was a senior nurse, operational nurse in a hospital. She knew a lot about medicine, and she knew that her time was up. She had 2 months left. So she went to Vrindavan with 2 months left in her life. And she got a nice place, apartment in the MVT, and she did a lot of service. You know, Govardhan Parakrama, Vrindavan Parakrama, Radhakund Parakrama, and chanting extra rounds, etc. Preparing, getting ready. I think she stayed there for 6 or 8 years more. From 2 months, went to the visa was extending, right? Amazing, right? And one day she did, not one day, many days, she would do a full Govardhana Parakrama in the morning with one group. She would take devotees out on Parakrama. She did full Govardhana in one morning and then have lunch and then take another group out. Twice Parakrama. You do one Parakrama, I mean, Sukadeva, he's Brajavasi, he can't do two Parakramas in one day. He can do one. We used to do Govardhan Parakram with the fruit dweller at the front of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. He's a friend of one of our local devotees there. And he could do Govardhan Parakram in like, you know, Usain Bolt time. He could just get around the Govardhan like, you fast, you know, really fast. Break all the world record for Govardhan Parakram. And we, as brahmacharis, we could keep up with him. I think not now, but he could do it in a couple of hours, maybe 2.5 hours, something. Whole Govardhan Parakrama. Maybe he'd take the inside route, but still pretty good. And he would stop for some, he would eat somewhere to have some, get the energy. So Govardhan, it's a good idea not to do it on an empty stomach. That's the lesson. Have some prasad before you go. And that's actually, it's a practical thing. The cooks in the Jagannath temple, they ask the cook, the head cook, and there's thousands of them. You know, we think we've got a lot of cooks here. They've got many thousands of cooks in the Jagannath Mandir in Puri. And the devotees were interviewing him and they were asking questions to compile a book on Jagannath Temple. And they asked, what is the most important thing for the cook? When the cook comes into the kitchen, what is the most important thing? And the kitchen has like 5,000 stoves. Not these kind of brat pans, but different stoves, where they pile up all the clay pots, those stoves. So with wood fire, not gas. Doesn't matter what Putin's doing, you still get gas, you still get wood fire, it's still going like that. We don't worry about gas shortage in Puri. So he said the most important thing is that the cooks come with a full belly. They shouldn't be hungry when they're cooking. That's the most important thing. They should have nice prasadam at home and come clean, clean cloth and clean head, clean meditation, not, oh, I can't wait to eat this prasadam today, you know. That'll be a distraction. So we should, it's something to, I mean, you can't do that early in the morning, wake up at 3 o'clock and have a nice big feast. But it's something to think about. In the old days when we served out prasadam in here in the temple, the Sunday feast, when we served out the Sunday feast in the temple room, all the servers had prasadam first. Yeah? So that way you're not hiding the curd sabji and stuff like that. It's like, okay, we've had full curd sabji. We can't look at the curd sabji anymore. Have more. We don't want any leftovers. take, full. So this is my idea, O Father, and you may carry it out if it appeals to you. Such a sacrifice will be very dear to the cows of Brahmanas and Govardhan Hill, and also to me. Okay. Shukadeva Goswami said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, desired to destroy the false pride of Lord Indra. When Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavan heard Sri Krishna's statement, they accepted his words as proper. The cowherd community then did all that Madhusudan had suggested. They arranged for the brahmanas to recite the auspicious Vedic mantras, and using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice, they presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the brahmanas with reverential respect. They also gave grass to the cows. Then placing the cows, bulls and calves in front of them, they circumambulated Govardhan. The residents of Vrindavan were simply devoted to Lord Krishna. That was the sum and substance of their existence. Being the Lord's eternal associates, they were ultimately not concerned with Lord Indra or ritualistic sacrifice, and they were certainly not interested in the mechanistic philosophy that Krishna had just spoken to them. They simply loved Krishna, and out of intense affection, they did exactly what he had requested. Their simple loving mentality was not small-mindedness or ignorance, since they were devoted to the Supreme Absolute Truth, who contains within himself all existence. Thus the residents in Vrindavan constantly experienced the highest essential truth underlying all other truths, and that is Sri Krishna himself, the cause of all causes, and that which sustains the existence of all that exists. The residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed in loving service to that Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, they were the most fortunate, most intelligent, and most pragmatic of all living beings. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the brahmanas' chanting of benedictions. Krishna then assumed an unprecedented huge form to instill faith in the cowherd men, declaring, I am Govardhan Mountain. He ate the abundant offerings. Together with the people of Braj, the Lord bowed down to this form of Govardhan Hill, thus in effect offering obeisances to himself. Tasmai namo Brajajanai saha chakrai atmanatmane. He offered his obeisances to himself. Just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestowed mercy upon us. This Govardhan Hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. The members of the cowherd community, having thus been inspired by Lord Vasudev to properly execute the sacrifice to Govardhan Hill, the cows and the brahmanas returned with Lord Krishna to their village of Braj. And I think we'll finish there. It's gone 9 o'clock. There was one famous verse in this chapter. I'll just finish with this verse. As Lord Indra becomes he's not very happy with what happened. He lost his share of the sacrifice. He lost his sacrifice. Not his share, he lost his sacrifice. And he lost his sacrifice at the hand of a young boy, a cowherder in Vrindavan. And his big Indra in the Mahendra, he's the king of the heaven, the king of the gods, Lord Indra. So his position has been usurped by a young upstart. And one of the verses that he says, as he calls for his Samvartaka clouds, Vachalam Balisham Stabdam. This is Lord Indra, angry Indra. Agyanam Pandita Maninam, Krishnam Matyam Upasritya, Gopame Chakrut Apriyam. He says that Krishna is Vachalam. He's over talkative. Like children talk a lot. He's Vachalam, over-talkative. Balisham, he's a child. He's an over-talkative child. He shouldn't be listened to. Stabdam, he's very arrogant. Means he doesn't budge from his position, right? Stabdam, he's not moving anywhere. So Vachalam, he's Balisham, he's Stabdam. Agyam, he's foolish. He doesn't have knowledge. He's a foolish, talkative, over-talkative, arrogant little boy, Balisham. These things. And he thinks that actually he's an ordinary human being. Indra is now displaying his real colors, you can say, as a standard demigod who will always take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Indra does eventually. And oftentimes he's rectified, and he will be rectified in this pastime. But his errant consciousness or mentality is that Krishna Matyam Upasrita. Krishna is a Matyam. He's a normal human being, but he's not. Sahara Mena Keshava, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, says Lord Balaram and Krishna came to perform superhuman activities. They're not normal human beings. Kritavan kilakamani sahara mena keshava ati matyani bhagavan gudakapata manasha. So he's not a matyam, but he's saying he's a matyam. And the acharyas will unpack this in great detail. Gopame chakrurapriyam. And therefore, he's encouraged everybody to act, to take shelter of him and to act in a foolish way. So we'll finish. We don't have time to really unpack this verse, but and then to get into the Samvartaka class. But that's your reading today. That's your reading. That's your homework, your temple work today, is to read the pastime of Krishna lifting the hill. And there's many devotees that are waiting to come into make a hill, I think. So enjoy the rest of your Govardhan Puja Day, Go Krita Day, your Go Puja Day, your Govardhan Puja Day. It's all happening today. You might have a calf come into the temple today. Yeah, sometimes we do. In Christchurch, they have Christchurch Temple is also in the city, and this is the old Christchurch Temple before the earthquake. They brought a calf down for the day from the countryside, a calf and a cow, I think. Anyway, there was a baby calf, and they brought it down to the temple. They thought it would be a good idea for Gokrida, for some playing with the calf in the temple. So the calf came in the temple, and he kind of enjoyed. He ran around the temple, and everybody was screaming. So that was his Krida. He was just running and running and running, and he ran out of the temple, and they're on the main street. Right? And he went running all over, and there's a big park, huge park opposite. It goes for miles. And he ran into the park. So he was having a great time. There's the grass everywhere and lots of little caves and things like that. He was having his own Govardhan Puja over there, this calf. But it caused a lot of disturbance for the local people and for the traffic and for the... So it's not a good idea always to bring a calf into a city temple. But in the farm we can. We go down and have nice pastimes with the calves. Giriraj Maharaj ki, Haridasa Vadya Giriraj Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopimanandi. Srila Prabhupada ki. You're welcome, John. Always good to see you.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta padakamalang Sri Guran Vaishna Pangsha Sri Rupang Chakra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Vam Sajivam Shaktaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama